Ma, when we get there, are you gonna pick fruit and kind of live in the country, ain't you?
We ain't there yet. We got to see.
Me and Connie don't want to live in the country no more. We want to live in a town. Connie's gonna get a job in a store or maybe a factory, and he's gonna study at home, maybe radio, so he can get to be an expert, and maybe later have his own store. Ain't you, Connie?
Tore a page out of a magazine, and I'm gonna send off for a course. Because it don't cost nothing to send it off.
And we'll live in town and go to the pictures whenever.
We don't want you to go away from us, Rosa Shine. It ain't good for folks to break up.
What's the matter, Al?
Listen to her. Conrad Barron, ain't it?
Sounds like it.
I kept plenty of oil in.
Well, it just didn't get to her.
Is it bad?
Pretty bad. We gotta get a new Conrad. Al, why don't you try and pull across this ditch so I can get under? And take her slow or you'll break a spring, too.
I didn't burn that barren out. What do you mean I bust a spring, too?
Hey, keep all 4 feet on the ground. I didn't mean nothing. Just take her easy over this ditch.
And don't you go giving nobody no idea I burned out that barren. I told you we wasn't going to make it over these mountains with the load she's got.
It ain't your fault. You done everything right. Now, just do what Tom says.
Think you can fix her?
Well, we got to tear the panel off and get the rod out. We got to get a new part and hone her and shimmer and fit her. We ain't got the tools to make it easy. It's going to be a job.
Ma, I'm hungry.
You're just gonna have to wait till we figure this out, Ruthie.
That's it, Al. You can leave her there. Listen, there's a camp we passed about 2 miles back. You and the family head on over there. Sign says Santa Rosa ain't far ahead. As soon as Al and I can get the rod out, we'll go and find a scrapyard. We'll get back to you just as soon as we can.
I can't walk no 2 miles. It might hurt the baby.
No baby ever got hurt from walking. Now, come on.
Al, let me have that monkey wrench out the truck.
Wonder how much this is going to cost us.
Well, we got to get to California.
Wait till the money runs out before we get there.
I sure did pick a nice time to get paroled. I figured I was going to lay around, get up late, and eat a lot. I was going to go out tomcatting. I'll take it nice and easy with those bolts. Gotta get that gasket off in one piece.
Listen, Tom, I was thinking.
Yeah.
We gotta go into Santa Rosa, and I got $6. Nobody don't know I got that $6. We could have a hell of a time for ourselves tonight. What you think?
You keep your jack. When we get out to the coast, you and me'll take her and raise hell. Right now, I'm just laying 1 foot in front of the other. I wish I had a crescent wrench. Sure would be a lot easier.
Tom, when you killed that fella, did you ever dream about her or anything? Did it worry you?
No.
Well, did you never think about it?
Sure. I was sorry because he was dead.
Was it awful bad there?
Well, Al, I've done my time, and now it's done. All right, there she is.
Ma's awful partial to you. She mourned when you was gone. Kind of crying down inside her throat. We could tell what she was thinking about.
God damn it, Al. Suppose we talk about some other stuff. You see this little piece of iron and Babbitt? You see it? Well, that's the only thing in the world I got my mind on right now.
Sure.
Let's just find a scrapyard. Get the hell out of here.
I don't see nobody. Anybody here?
What you want?
You the boss?
I work for the boss.
Got a wrecked 25 Dodge? We need a Conrad.
Yeah, if the boss was here, he could tell you, but he's went home.
Can we look and see?
Sure. Burn the damn place down for all I care.
Looks like you don't love your boss none.
Yeah, I hate this son of a bitch. Gone home now. Gone home to his house. He got a way of picking a fella. Not a girl. Pretty.